This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Qantas said yesterday its A380s will stay grounded until their Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines are determined to meet the airline's safety standards. Three more engines have exhibited anomalies. Boeing says it's completed the power-on sequence for the 747-8 Intercontinental, including the hydraulic systems, and that clears the start of functional tests. An aviation analyst says that while civil aviation in China can be expected to show robust growth, it faces constraints including too few airports and restrictive airspace controlled by the military. 3,000 fleet and passenger service agents at Piedmont Airlines have reportedly voted by a 2-to-1 margin for representation by the Communications Workers of America. Ballots were counted Thursday by the National Mediation Board. Continental Airlines confirms its technicians and related employees have voted to ratify a contract deal negotiated by the Teamsters. Continental was recently acquired by United. Republic Airways Holdings has announced a firm order for 6 Embraer 190s and a conditional firm order for 18 Embraer 190 or 195 jets. Eads and Airbus say they've concluded negotiations with 7 launch customers to cover overruns in the troubled A400M military transport program and could be in production as soon as the end of this year. The locally owned Greenville Jet Center in South Carolina has bought out chain competitor TAC Air to become the state's largest general aviation FBO. Rod Machado has made all his books available as custom iPad and iPhone applications with unique capabilities. And there's no stopping them now. UAVs have been discovered by paparazzi and private investigators. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Pat Harwell, a competitor at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.